Blackstone Audio presents Resolve by J.J. Hensley. This book is read by Neil Shaw. For Cassia and Cassie, the truest of treasures. Prologue. Concrete is harder than asphalt. Most people don't realize that. Asphalt, blacktop, cinders, they are all more forgiving than concrete. You don't notice it much over short distances, but after a while the distinction will become as obvious to you as a mosquito bite when compared to a gunshot wound. So the rough, blackened, crater-pocked street that I'm on today may not be very appealing to most people, but this morning I'm overjoyed to see it. This is my second favorite part of the entire journey. My breath becomes visible for just a moment this early in the morning, before the condensation dissipates into the breeze, and the bright colors draped over nervously bouncing bodies come back into focus. The anticipation of nearly 20,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder, front to back, back to front, all facing the same direction, is something to behold. About 4,500 of the runners will individually attempt the full 26.2 miles. The rest will compete in either the half marathon or on relay teams. The whole picture is surreal when you really think about it. It's like some LSD-laced zombie movie where thousands of vibrating forms wear ridiculously bright and skimpy outfits, stare at their wrists and prepare to press buttons that will start their watches, and then measure how long it takes to devour the city's unsuspecting population. Then there is a piercing gunshot. Instead of scrambling back toward their sewer grates and manhole covers, like any respectable members of the undead, the demons spawn march in methodical unison, as if directed by some all-knowing evil entity. Everybody here, including me, should seek professional help. What other large-scale athletic event has more participants than spectators? Where else do people huddle like emperor penguins at the starting point, spread out as the miles tick off, and then regroup to gulp down donuts and bananas at the end? Some of the day's onlookers will have no idea what they were going to witness. They are accidental audience members who happen to step out their front doors and notice that Nike appears to have staged a breakout from an insane asylum. In urban races like this one, even the city's buildings seem to lord over the runners.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?